like I said, be practical. You know, career-wise, you know, I'm growing, you know. Actually, I'm earning really decently well. But the amount of demands are very high, because as this thing is increasing, the bank balance, the job is switching, but the amount of time and the disturbances it is bringing are growing exponentially. It is growing linearly. I'm just confused whether I just should go for something, a small job which can feed me and my mother, or continue this some more time. I'm not sure.
Well, just don't lose yourself. You can be doing anything and you don't lose yourself. And you say like, oh, the job has a lot of stress and a lot of things, a lot of requirements, but you're only doing those requirements one thing at a time. So whatever's in front of you, you do it to the best of your ability and that's it. And you remain with yourself. These questions won't arise if you remain with yourself, because you're formless. So these activities are occurring within yourself. Something comes, do it, finish it, that's it. Do the best you can in the moment and finish it, that's it. But you're never leaving yourself. See, the thing is not these activities. Like we talked about, pick up the water and drink the water. You're not getting lost when you do that. You're not sitting there contemplating, I wonder where this water was made and how they made it and whether I'll have more water and should I try a different brand of water or any of these things. And it's just like with the job. When you do you do your job, do your duties, whatever's right in front of you, you're not sitting there saying, wow, today I'm doing this, tomorrow I'll be the vice president of my company and I'm really working hard. I hope my boss is seeing how hard I'm working and all this. Because Rami is a character in the movie that you're playing. You play your part, very, very good part. Sri Ramakant Maharaj says you play the role, very, very good role. But then you just leave it, because at the end of the role, you go home and you're no longer this. And it's the same with your own self. As soon as you know yourself in a real sense, play your role, but no, I have nothing to do with this illusion. I have nothing to do with this illusory world. I don't even have to tell myself that. I just remain with that sense of presence. I am not body. I was not body. I'm not going to remain the body. And yet, the body has a job. My job, I have many things going on at the same time as well, and emails coming in and all that. And truly, an email comes in, I answer the email, I send it off, I don't give it a second thought. Then it pops in my inbox again, another response from this person. Okay, now it's in the experience again, and I finish and send it off. But I'm not thinking about all these sort of things. They're spontaneous actions in the moment. And there's no John's job. It's just activities. Scenes are coming before you. There's no Rami's job. There are scenes that are coming before you. You're actively involved in the scene in the moment, and then it's finished. New scene. It's very simple. Just like, you know, oh, it's lunchtime. Okay, you go to lunch, you're just eating the lunch. You're not sitting there rehashing all the whole day, what you've done so far, or worse, what needs more to be done before you can go home, and then thinking about once you're home, all the things you need to do while you're there. Because remember, the truth is your ultimate truth. You're formless. You don't have to plan all these things. Spontaneous actions in the moment, leave it. No outcome. No results, no desire or fear, no pain or pleasure principle will ever get involved, because there's nowhere to hang that. It's just scene. Do what you're doing, next scene. And that again is pick up the water, drink the water, put it back down.
Okay. So that means I no need to change the things or processes. just try to, if I'm identifying with it, just go beyond that identification.
Yeah, see if for some reason you get lost, like Maharaj says, you fall in the illusory ditch, just refresh your memory with mantra, remain with your selfless self, so that I am that. Okay, now back to this little activity that's in front of me. For a moment, I fell in the illusory ditch and I actually thought that Rami was doing all these things and was responsible for all this stuff, and that there were so many different threads out there that Rami had to sort of hold on to. But this is not true. And the only way that it can be true is if you identify yourself with the body that's performing these activities and you say, today I did a good job, today I did a bad job. No, there's no deed, no doer. Remain formlessly aware of these scenes. And that's it. You fall in the illusory ditch, refresh your memory. Because you are not body, you were not body, you're not going to remain the body. Accept your selfless self. There's no God, no Brahman, no Paramatman, no master, no disciple, no world, nothing.
I'm having trouble getting drawn into the news. And I'm just getting hooked into it and thinking about it. And
because there's desire there. You're watching the news from a position, from a point, and you're then measuring everything that's happening from the point of what you think should be happening or the way you would like it to go. So therefore you're creating this duality where there is none. we talked about before, not having a dog in the fight, because it's illusion. The entire world is projected in your spontaneous presence. You're formless. It's only when you watch the news with a specific outcome in mind, and then it looks like, oh, look at this. Things are going the way I think they should go. Or things are not going the way I think they should go. And then you're monitoring, are things going the way you think they should go? But this is all mentation. Because remember, there's no deed, no doer. You're just a character in the show.
But you know, it almost seems like if I don't know if you would be limiting yourself to that point of view, it would almost seem like a reason to not go vote.
No, you can vote for your favorite character, or in, you know, okay, I like this guy or I don't like this guy, but you don't have to keep following, and because there's only fear there. That, oh, I'm afraid my guy that I like is not winning, or the situations in the world are so scary, terrible, because they appear, but they're appearing on spontaneous presence. You can certainly, you could be an activist going out with a sign and still remain with your own selfless self. Because in the moment, you say, okay, in the moment, I'm moved to do such and such. And then I put my sign back in my car, I drive home, and I go have lunch or whatever. Everything, you don't take the touch. It's an illusory world. Just like in a dream, you might see yourself doing this, political stuff in your dream. But you wake up and it's finished. There might be two totally separate candidates in your dream. And you know, Mr. Rabbit and Mr. Fox. And you can be totally involved in the dream with Mr. Rabbit and Mr. Fox. But then you know when you wake up, oh, it was just a dream. So you remain with your selfless self. You do your job, do your duties. It's not, you're not like, you know, trying to be on the hilltop and saying, oh, whatever the world does, I don't care. Because there's not a you for that to appear. See, your mind, this flow of thoughts identified with as my thoughts, my life, my outcomes that I desire, but you're formless. No desire, no fear.
You see the, say for instance, you see a dream, you see the interactions going on in the dream. And the dream is sort of like it's running it on its own juice or something. It's taking care of itself.
It's coming from you.
Yeah. So it's somewhere we're getting. Nisargadatta or somebody said that the desire ends up creating the form of what this world is, or what your world is. And
a desire is to have some experience repeat, and the fear is that I don't want this experience. So that pleasure and pain principle only comes in when there's a local identification. Think about it. Without a body, where's the desire or fear? What is there to desire or fear? Well, you are not body. When you know yourself in a real sense, you know, I am not body, I was not body, I'm not going to remain the body. So therefore, there's no place for desire or fear to hang its hat. You're not identified with a thought stream, because prior to being this, how were you? You know yourself in a real sense. Presence. The presence within the body, the presence around the body, the presence that's animating and moving all these things around. your essence is in every being. And when you don't have a local identification and you just remain with your selfless self, all of these things come and go. And you could even look back in the history, okay, since I've been in this body form, remember all the various different political things and all the unrest that I've seen while holding this body. Nothing was the end of the world because, well, I'm still here. So therefore, whatever happened, it came and went. It's only local identification, I don't want this, or local identification, I do want this. But it's spontaneous actions in the moment. And you can't control your dream. Even if you look and you sleep tonight, the dream is just going to appear and things are just going to happen within the dream. There's no real controlling the dream. And you're formless. You're not the character within the dream that you're perceiving the dream through. You're the formlessness in which all of this is appearing. And all of this is just doubts about that. The news, remain with your selfless self and watch the news. Or don't watch the news, actually, because watching the news and identification can spurn all sorts of thoughts and ideas and concepts. And remember, Nisargadatta Maharaj has said, if you have one concept and you give credit to this concept, everything births another universe. Every desire that you're looking for, or every fear that you're running from, creates an entire world around you, and then you get lost in it. But you're formless.
So in a sense, everything's just as well, whether it goes one way or another, it's just as well, I guess, in a sense.
Well, everything's going to go as it goes. Spontaneous action. Your spontaneous action would be to go and vote. Okay, you go and you vote. But it's just like pick up the water, drink the water, put the water back down. You drink, you vote. Probably neither candidate is going to line you up against the wall and shoot you. So, you know, it's not like a life or death type thing. You're going to pick up the water, drink the water, put it down, vote, and finish it. Then whoever candidate wins, okay, finish it. You don't like the candidate that won, okay. You do like the candidate that won, okay. But it's all illusion. And you know it's illusion because you remain with your selfless self. You don't get falling into the ditch.
And even if the candidate did kill you, you're not the body, so I guess.
Yeah, nothing's happening to you. I mean, that's the highest truth. Nothing can happen to you. You're formless. Prior to beingness, you are. After beingness, you are. Beingness appeared to that you are that did not know beingness. Now, oh, I am. I am creates a whole world with a character you in it, but you're formless.
So even if you're if you're having a lucid dream and you actually are controlling the dream, even that is, that's like, what was I going to say? It's still, just part illusion or whatever.
Yeah, of course it's illusion. You could have a lucid dream and say, you know what, I'm going to be a rock star in my dream. And I'm going to have a mega mansion in my dream. And let's say you're lucidly dreaming as you speak about, and you create all this stuff. And then you wake up. Well, where's your mansion? Where's your rock star? Where's all the, you know, the people that were partying at your house? Where's your Mercedes or whatever kind of luxury type car you may have been fantasizing about?
So it never was anything.
Huh? So it never was. Exactly.
That's weird.
The same as in the consciousness. See, we keep separating because of identification with the body form. We keep separating that there's a dream consciousness and a waking consciousness. This is not true. There is consciousness. Consciousness has appeared to that that you are, the stirring, I exist, just as when you lay down at night, you're in a deep sleep where there's no knowing. There's no knowing anything. Whether you're alive or dead, you don't know. You know nothing. You don't even know yourself. And suddenly, you know yourself, or there's a feeling, I exist. And in that split second, I exist, a dream world is projected. And not even second, it's like instantaneous. We can't even, we call it spontaneous because there's no real time with it. So I exist and here I am in the world. And all this stuff is around me. And I'm a little dream character and I'm doing all these things. And then that dream is finished and I wake up and yet I'm still within the big dream of I am a little dream character. But now I believe that I've woken up from a dream and that I'm somehow, now this is the reality. No, the reality is that both of these are occurring as a projection. It's not real. It's illusory. It comes and goes. Everything comes and goes. It appears to you that does not come and go, and that you are like you are in deep sleep. You do not know yourself. There is nothing other, and there's not a knowing of nothing. There's just nothing that you are. Nothing above to measure yourself, except then, I exist. Knock, knock on the door. Who's there? Nobody's there. Nothingness, a something comes in this nothingness. I exist. World, then body that I click with and I say, oh, look at this world. The body is no longer able to sustain this. So it's finished, back to nothing. But everything that appeared in that something was nothing. It just appeared as something. There never was all this. You never were Keith or Rummy or John or Kathleen or Trish. These little dream characters are just that, the dream, the long dream. When you wake up, it's finished.
And that's what you're talking about is when the I am even has to go?
Well, yeah, because I am appeared, so I am disappears. I am is not a constant state.
It's sometimes it seems like we're talking about I am as if it's real. But then other times I see that...
presence, existence, power, energy, I am. Invisible, anonymous, unidentified identity. When you meditate, you feel that subtle sense of presence. And that reflects in the mind, a clear mind, it just reflects. So this sense of presence, that's all there is. Okay. And now when you open your eyes, you still remain with the presence. And everything has appeared on that. And that you are. Because you are not body, you were not body, you're not going to remain the body. Like Maharaj says, this is a rental owned by the five elements. You rent it for a time called your life. And you go about and you do these different things. And then basically the five elements take this back because you're on a rental basis. One you call your life.
It's interesting that within the dream, that there are like, there's like a spectrum or of from one extreme to another. That, for instance, there's disturbance, and then there's the ability to feel and know peace.
Duality is created the second you believe of your existence. I exist, boom. This is the duality, because that is existing doesn't need to know existence. And as soon as the concept I exist appears, or I am, then all concepts are birthed from this. And you have pain and pleasure. You have fear and worry and all these sort of things. But when you know yourself in a real sense, this identification, this hook on which these things can hang themselves is not there, because you're in your own self and all of this is appearing. There's nothing to translate it, so to speak. There's no mind that sits there and tries to analyze and figure things out anymore, because all figuring out is just a total waste of mental energy for nothing. And you know yourself in a real sense. You know. You absolutely know. You feel that. Just I. Just I. I without anything. No attributes. Some attributes come in. That's not I. That's I with some add-ons.
That's when you see the words are for what they are. They're just stuff that creates their own kind of world.
You're prior to the first word. There's no need for words. The need for words came along with the body. All needs, Maharaj says many times, all needs, all requirements came along with the body. Everything that you know and all your experiences that you've experienced came along with the body. You can't experience without a body. Within the body-based existence, everything is illusion because you are not body. This can easily be known when you remain with your selfless self and you stop getting carried away by all the illusory happenings that aren't happening.
Why does it feel so good to be free, kind of?
Because there's no disturbance. You know, all these layers, that's why the whole mantra, all these illusory layers that are covering your presence, that are constantly, like we talked about, the news, the world things, what are happening, my job, how I'm doing on my job, all these are illusory layers covering presence. Okay. Once these illusory layers are removed, using mantra, remaining with your selfless self, meditation, then it's a clear and clean reflection in mind of presence. Nothing covering presence. Clean, clear reflection, recognition in the projection. So that I am that. And that recognition of presence in mind, all these flows of thoughts, all these thoughts flowing, it's almost like putting a magnifying glass on an ant, for instance, in between, because presence is directly, there's direct experience, direct recognition. Any thoughts that come in between are just burned off because there is direct recognition, direct experience of your own selfless self. Presence reflected in mind as so that I, just I, just I. Clean mirror. The mirror just reflects enough. And when things try to get in between it, they're just burned off so fast. So fast that they're not noticed. Because it's just that constant reflection. Constant reflection.
And it occurred to me recently that when bliss shows up, it shows up on its own, and when it is there, there is no self involved somehow.
So yeah, presence reflecting. Think of it like a mirror, and it's presence reflecting. There's nothing in between, no illusory layers. Maharaj uses the example of fire. There's the fire is burning. So presence reflecting against the mirror, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, just pure bliss. the Satchitananda, if you want to call it, with nothing in between. And anything that comes in between is burned off so fast because it's just presence, direct recognition, direct experience of your own selfless self. And that's it. There's no, then do your job, do your duties, but it's a constant. And there's nothing that can really bother you because it's just a constant. It's a, and you experience this before you experience this direct recognition or this reflection and mind of presence. You feel this when you're reading the books, you're doing the bhajans, you're starting to meditate. You start to feel that subtle sense of presence, that subtle, just I without anything. And as that, all these illusory layers are slowly, silently, and permanently removed using mantra and remaining more and more with yourself. Also taking that step in faith of, Master said the world is illusion. The world is illusion. I walk forward. Like we talked about in the ashram, the various experiences, remaining with mantra and having no experience, no experiencer. You're walking with courage. As Maharaj says, you need courage to accept the reality. The reality is accept your selfless self. There's no God, no Brahman, no Paramatman, no master. Nothing is there. And this will be known. Presence will reflect. Anything that gets in between is burned away very quickly, and you just remain.
Is that like a, I don't know, sort of a transcendent courage, or does the courage still have a relationship with the body?
Courage is provided in the moment as you're needing it, as you're stepping forward. That's why Maharaj says, if you put one foot forward, Master takes the next step for you. The courage spontaneously arises. I am not body. I was not body. I'm not going to remain the body. This situation that seems to be occurring is occurring for the body and not me. This is like the neighbor's child. The neighbor's child is having a flu. It's very sad, but it doesn't affect me. This body is not my body. This body is a five elemental body. The experiences that this body is going through are not mine. The body-based relations came along with the body that you are not.
So yeah, I guess if you're selfless, you're going to be courageous because that's just the way it is.
Something like that. You just step forward. All the time when you try to think about something, you try to figure something out. No, I am not going to try and figure this out. I know this mind is trying to figure this out, but I am prior to mind. Whether the mind figures this out or not is immaterial to me. I am formless. Just I. Something seems like it's very important, but it's not important. I step forward. I do it as whatever needs to be done, just like picking up the water to quench my thirst and putting it back down. All things are like this. I have courage that I don't need to figure it out. I don't need to give it to mind. I don't need to stress myself out about my job because I step forward. I do what's right in front of me. I leave it. Days mean really nothing. Scenes appear and disappear before you. You remain with your selfless self. And you sense this presence as it's reflecting on the mirror of mind and burning away anything that may come in between you and the idea of you.
Can't really have any regrets.
Again, they came along with the body. You're not a doer, there's no deed. You remain with your selfless self. You know this. Cultivating presence is the key, the main thing. Like Master says, planting the seed of reality within your selfless self. And then you water it. You fertilize it. Make sure it has proper sunlight. Bhajan, meditation, spending some time with your selfless self. Mantra. These are the fertilizer that allows this seed to grow into a mighty oak tree, because this sense of presence that may be in, you will be able to find yourself behind every experience. There you are. Whatever seems to be happening, you remain with your selfless self, and then whatever needs to be done in the moment is done. Nothing is 911 emergency. Nothing is so very important, because you don't take the touch of these things. You do what needs to be done and leave it. That's it.
Is that what you mean by when you say the mantra is running in the background? Sort of, it's like the yourself is running in the background.
Well, you are, behind every experience, your presence is there. And now what the mantra does is it invites the attention of the invisible listener, the invisible, anonymous, unidentified identity that you are. It invites the attention. So you're not going out into the world. You're remaining with your selfless self. Just I, presence, I am, sense of existence, energy, power, whatever name you want to use to call it. It's the subtle, subtle, subtle. You are. You exist. I am presence. You step forward in courage. And again, it reflects. When you read the books, and this is Maharaj when he talks about reading the reader, as you read selfless self, you feel that presence, that recognition in the projection. You're reading the words, but you're feeling just so nice, this very nice feeling. And selfless self-intoxication is then what we talked about, reflection in mind of presence, presence reflecting itself, your own self. See, Rami has returned to his true formlessness. He's absolutely formless. I don't even see Rami.
I see a glow.
Oh, good, good, good.
I think we can hear him, though.
He reappeared, though, upon your comment.
So I'm sitting on terrace, so I kept it.
It's all good. Oh no, it's good, good.
Yeah, he has a new place. There's a little bit of a canopy where he won't get wet when it starts to rain.
Yes, yes.
Good, good.
Still a ton of dark though.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's 5:30 in the morning there.
Yes, yes. This one is the tent. She's talking.
Well, there's the laundry.
yeah, actually, our tenants, so they put their, they dry their clothes here. So that's fine. So, but I like this place.
Nice.
Oh, that's good.
It's you know, night you can't see, but you know, daytime you see a lot of trees being here. I really like, you know, surrounded by trees everywhere.
You can get a nice view from up there.
Yes, yes. I'm digressing from the topic. Sorry.
No, no, it's all good.
John, this is Manohar.
Yes, Manohar.
Because I was reading, actually, the books. They were, the statements, they kind of mean the same, though. Because in one of the books in Bodhisattva, they write, he says, I mean, the master says, see that, I mean, even though your hands are like planted in the world, your mind is not. Is that really possible for people like us? Because I know that that's the case of a Gandhi. Because even when you're engaged constantly in action, because you don't have a mind, right? Because for us, is there something, because even Visuddha Maharaj also says the same thing. Your focus, just like you've told in the past, just now, cultivating presence, right? Whatever you do, see that, you know, your focus is on the presence or consciousness.
Yes, yes.
And we are so busy, right? When you're engaged in an action, right? I don't know if it's really possible for us.
Well, of course, the action is just in the moment and leave it. And you remain with your selfless self. And again, it's presence reflects in mind. And it's just this constant, this very powerful feeling, basically. And any thoughts that come in between it are burned away. And you just do what needs to be done in the moment. No thought of your own self. Like you were just saying, your hands are out in the world, but your mind is, it's dead mind, basically. Go ahead.
Right. No, because I was thinking, is that more like as your cultivation goes deeper, right? Then if something comes in between, okay, it's burned out. Because I don't know where I stand. I know there's nothing called I. I don't know where I stand just for conversation purposes. Maybe I still need to work hard, right? So that, because sometimes I may get carried over, right? That's, as you say, you fall into a ditch or you carried over into a dream, or, you know, or you just stick to I am.
Yeah, just I. And as this presence is reflected and you're formless, the only even reason you know this subtle sense of presence is because this body can be used as an instrument to know yourself in a real sense. And that's this subtle feeling, which reflects in mind. Things come in between it. It's like it burns it off. You don't even pay attention to that. You're not thinking about your life and how this is going to affect this and what's this. And there's no you there. And in the highest level, there's nothing. There's absolutely nothing. You're using this body as an instrument to do these various things while you're in this body-based existence. And you know yourself in a real sense that this body-based existence is absolutely illusion. As Nisargadatta Maharaj says, the neighbor's child. You take care of your body and do these various things, but you're not so concerned. All relations came along with the body. All knowledge came along with the body. No experience can happen without the use of a body form. And you're formless. Nothing is happening. Nothing will ever happen because you're formless.
Absolutely, it sticks, John. Actually, I understand. I mean, I'm able to understand each and every bit of it. Yeah, I shouldn't say the experience still eludes me because I'm not something else. Yeah, I gotta see. Hope I get lucky. Yeah.
Well, that's not a matter of luck. It's how you are when you're not imagining yourself to be something other. And again, that's where the courage comes in. You've heard the good news. You understand the good news. This is the reality. It's not just an idea. It's the reality. And the more you step forward into the reality, the more your own selfless self will create in your experience. Like Sri Ramakant Maharaj says, you take one step and the master takes the next. It's not a one-way thing. It's a two-way kind of walking fearlessly, courage arising spontaneously in the moment. I am not body. I was not body. I'm not going to remain the body. And now you can still take care of your family. You can still do your job, do your duties. You can still enjoy your life completely, but you're not taking the touch at all. There's nothing.
Yeah, I've seen some of it actually. Yeah, that's true, John. Destiny has been really been kind to me so far. And yeah, I should say the master helped me when I had really trouble. That I've seen it live actually. Yeah. Because when my daughter had a severe case of dengue, I think I just had only like 1 hour to react actually. Luckily, you know, we had a nick of time, we were able to get her safe. Yeah. I've seen instances where, you know, I kind of felt like I've been helped. And I truly believe that Maharaj really did take care of us. Yeah.
Yeah, and you just have to, you know yourself in a real sense. Now you're in this body-based illusion. You have the ability to have experience with this body, but you are not body. Therefore, you just move forward. And in your situation, like you were talking about, you know, okay, my daughter is very sick. This is, what am I going to do in this moment in front? But also at the highest level, knowing nobody's born, nobody dies. Presence is all there is. And we talk about just like not having a dog in the fight, even though your daughter, of course, you want her to do well and this and that. But at the highest level, you very much understand there's one presence. It's in my daughter's body. It's in my body. One presence. It's not born. It clicked with body and said, I'm Manohar. And clicked with body and said, I'm Manohar's daughter. But it's the same presence. There's no birth, no death. There's no experience, no experiencer. There's no world. All needs, all requirements came along with the body. All the knowledge has been acquired using the body. All the relationships are the body's relationships. And you are not body. You were not body. You're not going to remain the body. Body is not your identity. Okay. Good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yo, thank you.